This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again.
Almost every day at this time of year, millions of Americans watch a game of baseball, from T-ball to the major leagues, and there are plenty of people who also play baseball, some for money, but most just for fun. And among the players, there are a few who have taken up a very different version of the game. Those teams play under rules that date back to the mid-1800s, when the game was called baseball, two words. Joining us to talk about the sport as it was and why people still play baseball today were Jed Willard and Doug Burgett. They're co-captains of the Champaign Clippers, which got started last fall. I spoke with Jed and Doug early last month. Because of that, we're not taking calls live, but if you do want to share your thoughts with us, the email address is talk@21stshow.org. Okay, here now is our conversation about vintage baseball. Jed? Doug, welcome to the 21st Show.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Doug, I'm going to start with you. So what makes vintage baseball different from the modern version of the sport?
Well, there are a lot of differences, but the main ones that people will take note of if they just see it played right away is we don't wear any gloves. The ball itself is a little bit larger and a little bit softer than a regular baseball. You probably wouldn't notice that if you're just watching, but given that we don't play with gloves, the players notice it. You can catch it off a bounce and it's an out. And we have underhand pitching. And so in modern baseball, the pitcher's goal is to strike the batter out. In our game, in vintage baseball, the pitcher is there to just put the ball in play. So those are the main differences. There are a lot of other smaller, little nuanced differences between the modern game, but those are the main differences.
What does the bat look like?
We use wood bats. The bats there's a wide variety. Some will use kind of a modern wood bat, but there's a lot of vendors out there who produce vintage bats, and there's a wide variety. Some have very different knobs at the end, handle thickness. A true vintage bat probably has a thicker handle than today's modern bat, so it's a little bit more of a club than today's bat.
I was really hoping you'd say you just take a stick off a nearby tree and use that.
Yeah, you could.
I guess that's an even earlier version of the game.
Probably.
Jed, let me ask you. So that's some of the rules, some of the physical things. What makes a difference in terms of the attitude people bring to this game?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question because it's one that we get a lot. If you're used to playing any sort of modern sport, it's highly competitive. I mean, even youth sports nowadays are very competitive. And we've actually found a lot of folks appreciate our style of game where both teams are complementing each other, both clubs. You know, if a good play is made in the field, you know, a nicely hit ball that, you know, you'll hear a lot, like, "Well struck, sir," or something, you know, along those lines to the players. And so there's a lot of camaraderie. Back in this time period when they played, it was about exercise, you know, was a big key factor for why they were out here doing this thing, in addition to just enjoying the game. And so we find that it's just a more social, like, relaxing and fun way to get exercise, really. I mean, it really is true to its original form in that regard. So it's a much different environment. I mean, obviously there are some teams in vintage baseball that are very skilled at everything and are very good, and they'll run up the tallies quite high, but there's also a lot of just good plays made and a lot of just complimenting each other on how they're doing that day. So yeah, it's a much more relaxed and welcoming environment than the cutthroat nature of a lot of today's sports.
All right, Doug, let's say someone goes to see a game of vintage baseball. Paint me a picture. What would they expect to see? What does it look like? I mean, we heard the good play, sir. Are people using sort of late 18th or late 19th century diction and slang, elaborate facial hair? What does it look like?
Well, we wear old vintage style uniforms. So if you're just coming up to a game and it's in progress, it will look like a bunch of people in an open field. We don't play on baseball diamonds. We just play in a big open grass field, having fun, just playing a sport for recreation and exercise is what they said, you know, back in the mid 19th century. So that recreation is what we aim for. And unlike a Civil War reenactment, we're actually playing baseball. We're playing a game of baseball. So you see the old time uniforms, and you see just a bunch of people in a grass field playing. And yes, there's some terminology that you might hear. We don't call them outs. They'll be called hands. We have an umpire. The Champaign Clippers have our own umpire. His name is Happy. He's dressed in old attire, and he has a very different job than a modern umpire. He will be announcing players, announcing the score, calling fair or foul balls. But he's there for entertainment. And so I think other than that, the big thing you will notice if you're just there for the introduction of a game, teams line up and the umpire might give a little speech. The captains of each team give a speech and address the fans. So there's a little bit of fanfare there that I think is lacking in some of today's games.
Jed, what got you interested in playing this version of the sport?
Well, I'm going to blame that on Doug because we are colleagues at the university. And so we would be in meetings, you know, for our various things across campus. And then, I mean, it just naturally came up how much we both loved baseball. And it's been like 10 plus years ago now, I think at this point, that Doug brought it up to me. Have you ever seen vintage baseball or heard of it? And I was like, no, what's this all about? And he kind of gives me the quick recap, you know, the old time uniforms and all this stuff. But he's, you know, he had actually seen the game, you know, many years ago. I think it was in Michigan, right? Where you seen it? Yeah. And so that had spurred this idea in his head about a vintage baseball team. And we had talked about, you know, starting one up a long time ago. And then, you know, just like life just didn't quite work out at the time with all the things we had going on personally and professionally. But it just seemed like the right time to do it after we got the opportunity to play with a few local teams last year in the area throughout the state. So that, that's really where this kind of all started. It was a long time ago from an idea and just two baseball crazy fellows here in the CU area.
Yeah. Doug, do you want to say more about that Michigan game or how you actually, you know, made this a reality?
I mean, I was on vacation with my family in Saugatuck, Douglas, Michigan area. And the Douglas Dutchers were playing a vintage baseball game, and I was just drawn to it. I love baseball history, and to see the old vintage uniforms, which, you know, everybody loves, and just a bunch of what looked to be average, you know, normal people playing a baseball game. And like Jed described, in kind of a friendly way, not real competitive. I was just very curious about it. And it just looked like what you would see at recess, but in a more organized fashion with adults. And I didn't know what was happening at the time. I just thought maybe it was a special event. But, thanks to the internet, I researched it and figured out quickly that there was this thing called Vintage Baseball. And there's a Vintage Baseball Association, and there were a lot of teams. And some local teams from Danville, Springfield, Decatur, Bloomington, but no team in Champaign-Urbana. And being a proud resident of CU, I just thought, wow, our community would definitely be a place to start a team. And I usually just jump into those types of things. So there was no doubt in my mind that this would happen at some point, what role I would play, that was to be determined. But it turned out that Jed and I just, like Jed said, the timing was right. And we just thought, let's go for it.
Jed, what kept playing the game this way alive in Illinois?
Well, I think there's a lot of other teams, like the Rock Springs Ground Squirrels have been around for 30 years at this point. So I think there's been just a lot of people who really appreciate baseball. They really appreciate history. And I think just once you play vintage baseball one time and you see how much fun it is, we hear this a lot from, I know I use this example too, is like, it reminds you of playing ball as a kid. And who doesn't love that feeling if you've ever played baseball, like playing, you know, when you were a kid, and it brings back a lot of memories and nostalgia and just fun, right? And I think that's probably really what's kept this alive. And then we've had all these other teams, like we've mentioned, you know, and there's multiple area teams that have kept this alive. I mean, that's how we were able to connect with these other teams and clubs and figure out kind of how to get this thing going for our purposes here in Champaign-Urbana. So a lot of kudos to those clubs that have been around a long time. We've got the Vermilion Vols over in Danville. They've been around for a long time. The Springfield Long Nine was another club that's kind of merged with the Ground Squirrels. And so there's a newer club out of the Bloomington Normal area too, the McLean County Prairie Chickens. So we've relied on a lot of help from those folks to help us kind of get the ball rolling. But there's teams all over the state. So it's just been a really good area for it, I think. A lot of people just love the way the game plays, and it's just held up over time.
The whole Prairie Chickens. I think I need that t-shirt. Doug, on a more serious note, and we are coming to the end of our time together, but one thing about the kind of baseball you play that is different from the mid-1800s is the inclusivity of the team, right? In terms of who's welcome, who can play. Can you just briefly say more about that?
Yeah, I think Jed and I quickly realized that, you know, you dress up in old-timey baseball gear and you say you're playing according to the rules of 1850s. There's certain questions that arise. You know, can I play? You know, at the time, it was everybody played baseball. It was just segregated, and women were actually the ones to kind of get the worst end of the deal, because the game was viewed too dangerous, and women didn't start really playing actively for many years later. But you know, I'm sure there were women still to play at the time, and so now it's the beauty of it is that it's holding on to a simpler game, one that is much more accessible to people of all ages. You know, when Jed was talking about how it's held on, I think that's one of the reasons, is that we get out and we play some games, and you've got a 12-year-old kid and a 70-some-year-old adult, and everybody in between, and we're all playing the same game, and it's super accessible and fun, and it's fun to have the diversity of players out there, men, women, you know, anyone of any race, ethnicity. It's fun. It's inclusive. And that's the way the world should be and is, luckily now, versus, you know, in 1858, which is when we play, what rules we play by. So, I'm glad you asked that. It's something that we are very intentional about because of the initial perception that some may have around, you know, recreating something from the 19th century.
Yeah. Just about 30 seconds left, Jed, and it goes fast. If someone's hearing this, they're interested in watching a game or maybe even trying to join a team, what can you tell them?
Well, I would tell them, if you're interested in joining the Champaign Clippers, to go to champagneclippers.org. We have all of our information there on our website. And if you just want more information about vintage baseball at large, go to vbba.org, and that's the Vintage Baseball Association website.
All right, Jed Willard and Doug Burgett are co-captains of the Champaign Clippers Vintage Baseball Team. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Before we go, I do want to make a pitch, get it, a pitch, for joining our texting group. You'll hear from us about what we're planning for the show. We ask you to share your thoughts on some of those topics, and you can join by sending the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-8255. 217-803-0730. Again, the word is TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Our intern is Nick Boyven. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. Happy Labor Day. And we'll talk with you again tomorrow.